the Gospel according to Matthew. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez became the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Amminadab. Amminadab became the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz became the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed became the father of Jesse, Jesse the father of David, the king. David became the father of Solomon, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon became the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, Abijah the father of Asaph. Asaph became the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, Joram the father of Uzziah. Uzziah became the father of Jotham, Jotham the father of Ahaz, and Ahaz the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah became the father of Manasseh, Manasseh the father of Amos, Amos the father of Josiah. Josiah became the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the Babylonian exile. After the Babylonian exile, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel, Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel the father of Abiud, Abiud became the father of Eliakim, Eliakim the father of Azor, Azor the father of Zadok, Zadok became the father of Akim, Akim the father of Eliud, Eliud the father of Eleazar, Eleazar became the father of Matan, Matan the father of Jacob, Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Thus, the total number of generations from Abraham to David is 14 generations. From David to the Babylonian exile, 14 generations. From the Babylonian exile to Christ, 14 generations. The Gospel of the Lord. Blood is thicker than water, quote unquote. One wonders, what does one say when they come together, when blood is mixed with water? On this gray, cold winter day, when the hours of darkness outnumber the hours of light in this northern hemisphere, light dawns on us in today's litany of 42 generations. Three groupings of 14 generations. Notice who is missing in the first. Abraham to David grouping, Moses. That's right, no Moses. But then Moses did not legislate for a king, a dynasty. No, Moses placed authority in God's law. Does he really fit? In the next grouping, David to the Babylonian exile, David who receives God's promise, I will raise up an heir after you, sprung from your loins, his royal throne firm forever. Ah, David, chosen, anointed, king, adulterer, murderer, penitent. The third and final grouping, Babylonian exile to Jesus. Here is where the light begins to dawn on us. The darkness and dawn is arriving. Darkness is disappearing. Shafts of light carries echoes of Jesus in chapter 2, verse 19 of John's Gospel, saying, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up. Three days. Three groupings of generations. Three women named Tamar, Rahab, Ruth. three groupings attempting to anchor Jesus as the one promised to David in 2 Samuel. The Son of God's human nature, threaded with a lineage that is perfect and at the same time not perfect. Wife of Uriah, perfect Mary. But the Son of God took on human nature not merely as clothing or posturing. As a theologian John Shea reminds us, Christ's full humanity is proven not by his bloodline, but is demonstrated by the fact that he freely faced what we steadfastly avoid, suffering and death. He cried out like all of us. Suffering becomes a symbol and full expression of his full humanity. Christ's light of truth, our humanity, forever intertwined with divinity, breaks through the winter days of this northern hemisphere, whose hours of darkness outnumber the hours of light. His light of truth melts hearts and minds frozen in the lie that what brings fulfillment and meaning are success, achievement, wealth, and power. Christ's Emmanuel light defrosts minds and hearts frosted over with the mantra, more is better and best is even more. More is better and best is even more. Christ's light of truth is sprinkled throughout this litany of generations, in Tamar, Ruth, Rahab, Mary. What makes us family? What shapes us as co-heirs of the Son? What holds us together is not only blood. It is the reality of who we are, sinners and saints, each and every one of us, from loins and lines of sinners and saints, because this very reality is bathed and born again in the birth canal at the side of Christ on Calvary, as water and blood gushes forth in, quote, the temple we can lose ourselves in, the worship of pursuing things, success, achievement is destroyed. We are born into the light of the truth that we are new creations and our lives bring forth the very reign of God as co-heirs. The very reign of God we long to see, we can bring. Emmanuel, God with us, come.